Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday, which means our dear friend, handsome Garrett Vogel joins us. Hey, handsome.
Bobby. Hello. How are you? Hello. I feel, even though I did not go, I feel like I was at Coachella this weekend just from being tired, and I feel dirty. So I listened to music. I probably had a few drinks. So it was like I was at Coachella, but I wasn't. But I looked at it all on my Instagram feed.
It's I don't know if that's the best way to start the week, tired and dirty, but if you're full of music and memories that didn't actually happen, but nevertheless, talk to your therapist about that, not me. But if you're full of those happy memories, sometimes I get that. I have to get away from my Instagram because I can scroll and scroll and scroll and get more jealous and more jealous and more jealous. And I have to remind myself that this is an edited version of people's lives. It's not the reality.
What?
They only put the highlights up.
What? Get out of here.
What? No, but you forget that when you sit there scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. I stop now. I give myself maybe 10 minutes of scrolling, and then I find myself more miserable than when I started, so I stop.
Yes, no, and I put that filter on Instagram because you can put, you know, hey, they tell you pretty much, hey, why don't you step away from us for a little while, why not? But, I mean, Will Smith was on stage with J Balvin in the Men in Black.
So, miss that. Taylor Swift was there getting hugs in the crowd. You can't miss that. I get it. Okay, let's jump into our show and hopefully give you all a good smile. You're going to feel better after listening to this. What time is it, my friends?
It is tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. O.J. Simpson's lawyers and executors of his estate are saying that they're going to fight to prevent any money going to the Goldman family. So the Goldman family was awarded $33.5 million in a civil suit, but O.J. has not paid any of that, I don't think. It's ballooned up with interest to about $100 million now. OJ's lawyer and executor of his estate, his name is Malcolm. He is saying, he's doing interviews where he's saying, my hope is that the Goldmans get zero, nothing, he said, and I want to do everything in my capacity as the executor or personal representative to try and ensure that they get nothing. Ooh, that feels harsh.
So dirty. And you know what? I think you might have seen the story over the weekend, too, that OJ sneakily over the last, you know, dozen years, anything that he did to make money, it was an all-cash offer. So nothing is technically on the books. So you can't argue like, well, he did this appearance. it was all done in cash, like almost like a sleazy mafia movie type storyline of like nothing exists. He on paper, he made no money.
Which implies that he did it deliberately. Right. He knew what he was doing. He was scamming the system. He had this huge, huge financial settlement waged against him. And he said, no, I'm just not going to pay it. It makes me so mad. I don't want to get political on this show, but we've seen recently some big political payouts. And I don't think the victims here will ever see a penny. Just because you hear somebody gets $20 million or $50 million, 9 times out of 10, I'm told by my legal friends that you never see any money. All you get are the press releases, and you get your name in the headlines, and you're vindicated because somebody now owes you all these millions. But the chance of you getting them, it's not good.
Yeah, no, the court of public opinion, you're either filthy rich or super broke after a lawsuit like that. You know, but the reality, like you said, it doesn't really happen. You might get a sliver of something like that, or you know, they set up a you know, an installment plan for about you know, 100,000 years, where you get, you know, $50 a month or something like that. But you don't get that. You'll never see 100% of that money ever, because it'll get tied up in court always.
It makes me sad, and maybe I'm being naive here. I have some girlfriends who have had child support from their exes, right, and the ex just stopped paying, and they could do nothing about it. My sister, when she got her divorce, there was meant to be some sort of child payment, and he just stopped paying after a couple of months. And so for 18 years, Christine paid all those bills herself.
You hate to hear that, but on the other side of it, where this OJ story is, I mean, I see the Goldman family maybe just going after the book publisher that the book is at, because that's where you got to just find the it's weird to say find the money trail, but anything that is,
that's what it
associated
is
with him, that his estate is making money, that's where you go after it at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think what's really difficult here is what you said, that report. It was by Ollie Coleman, a friend of mine. Hey, Ollie. Hello. He listens to the podcast. He's a brilliant reporter, and it was so eye-opening. He said that OJ would basically sign anything if you gave him cash. If you gave him $100, $200, he would sign anything. It didn't have to be football-related. He'd sign a baseball bat if you wanted to give him money, and so that's really hard to trace. But there's got to be a way. It's 2020. If we can put a man on the moon, if we can now talk about maybe flying cars one day, there has to be a way to trace this.
There's something, but just like the storyline of this OJ's life in general, I believe the guy or maybe one of the members of his estate who has said they're not getting an ounce of money, OJ robbed him a few, you know, years ago.
Yes.
The man that OJ robbed is now protecting said man that is now passed away. Life is so freaking weird at times.
Right. People that in a circle, I would hope that the executors, who you choose, you pick the executors of your estate. Pick me, Garrett. You can be my executor, because I want somebody really decent in charge. Because when I go, I don't want to leave this world in an awful way. Right. I want to leave doing the right thing. And it felt to me as if, till the very last minute, even if you believe OJ is innocent, I don't, but I know some of the listeners, I know a few people that do, but even if you believe that, this was still a court-ordered demand.
Right.
$33.5 million. You can't accept one judgment and not the other. You've got to accept both of them. So I accept he was found not guilty, but I also accept in a civil court he was found guilty and had to pay up, and he didn't, which brings us to our poll question of the day. I can't wait to hear what you think about this, Naughties. Poll question of the day. OJ's estate is saying that the Goldmans will get zero, nothing. Our question is, should the family fight? If you were the Goldmans, would you fight? Or is this just another battle? Are you picking the scab off the wound one more time? You're probably never going to see this money, but would you fight? Yep. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett, love, what are you
Bobby,
working on?
Bobby, let's talk about love, or lack thereof, of course. The Golden Bachelor. Remember them? I mean, the first ever
old people falling
in love. They pretty much just redid the, you know, they took a different spin on The Bachelor, but with all grandmas and grandpas out there. So Jerry and Teresa, they're not going to make it. They're getting a divorce after what, 3 months of engagement slash marriage.
Yeah.
And you know, Jerry wanted he wanted out of the marriage right away, and Teresa not so much. And the interesting thing was you know, the story that we're getting, you know, force fed is distance, you know, like she's in Jersey, he's in South Carolina. They both have grandkids and family. And, you know, normally when we talk about The Bachelor and Bachelorette, we're like, oh, whatever, you know, they'll just end up on another reality show. But, you know, the age that these two are at, you kind of like, you want them together. You know what I mean? Like,
I wanted them together. I wanted them together. I feel like almost I've been tricked by them, because not only did they get together on the show, they had a televised wedding.
Oh, yes.
Like, at some point, wouldn't you say to ABC, oh, maybe we should put that wedding on hold just a little bit while we figure this out? Or they didn't do that. I'm told that they both were just so into the fame of this, and I get it. I'm not putting that down. Any person, I think, would be. Suddenly, this guy Jerry, who nobody knew, is on the cover of magazines. He's getting offers to go on Good Morning America and television shows, and I think he really enjoyed it all, and he feared, what my sources are saying, that if he didn't get married, that would all just dribble away. But the problem is, it's not about getting married, it's about the next day and the next day. You don't have to be on TV to do that. If you don't want to see me a week after our wedding, then we probably shouldn't get married.
Yeah, that's the part, too, where I think people realize after the fact that once the glitz and the glam of the beautiful, glorious wedding happens, you know, that's where reality comes into play. And even more so on these shows where cameras, that's Jerry emailing me now, where cameras are gone and it's just you and them, and you're like, wow, we don't have to whisper, or we don't have to play to the camera. This is weird, you know? Like, I think if the camera stayed with them 24/7, we might still have a marriage, even though it might be forced.
We might still have a marriage.
But here's the thing. Hear me out. ABC, I'm talking to you right now. If you're working for ABC or near the production of The Golden Bachelor, how dare you, if you give us Jerry for round two of He Needs to Find Love.
No, no.
If you give that to us, I don't know what to do. You know when a friend gets married for the second time? And you're like, I want my money back. Like, how do I get my money back from ABC?
My hours back. Exactly. I spent hours watching these two fall in love. I watched the wedding. I was so into these two.
Robbed.
I actually bumped into them at an event in New York, where once again I was a little suspicious of how much he was enjoying being a celebrity at the event.
I think they all
and
were.
He seemed to be talking to me more than he was Teresa. And so I think he enjoyed the press more than Teresa.
What do you want me to say?
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. But it makes me mad. I'm told ABC is mad too, so don't worry, Garrett, they are not. Not only will he not be The Bachelor again, I think they're going to kind of move on. You know how sometimes they pretend that season didn't happen?
Oh, yeah.
They just sort of keep... Yeah,
like
I think
the one album like an artist makes that won so many Grammys, and then they make like a folk album, and you're like, what?
That's right. We're going to see his picture removed from all the promotions. Materials.
He will be disappearing. I don't know Golden Bachelor.
I don't remember him. In the lobby of ABC, he'll be disappeared. It's like if you go over to NBC now, there are no pictures of Matt Lauer.
He's going to be greeting you at Walmart. welcome to Walmart.
It's right.
You're the Golden... No, I don't know.
No, I don't remember you. Okay, moving along, Meghan Markle had a very awkward request asking a lady to not pose next to Prince Harry. So she was captured on video. It's going around on social media. And she politely, let's be clear here, she politely redirected a woman who was trying to stand next to Harry to take a picture. They were at a polo match, which is now their new Netflix thing. So we're going to see them out at polo games a lot. I believe they're in Palm Springs, spending $7,000 a night on a fabulous hotel. So they're filming this. It looks like it's going to be a real insight into the world of polo, which is a very fancy, rich person sport. However, after the match, they were doing some photographs, and who doesn't want a picture with Harry? So a lady came over and came in for a picture. It was a professional picture too. It was in front of a step and repeat. It wasn't a selfie. And Meghan gently redirected the lady saying, quote, "Do you want to come over here and stand next next to me, basically, and not Harry. And so Meghan was in the middle of the picture. One side was Harry, one side was this fan, this lady. But it does look a little bit awkward.
But you know what it is? Credit to Meghan Markle for thinking outside the box, because what would happen? You would get said photo, like if it was me, and I was standing next to Harry, and I just maybe happened to like him a little bit, I would crop out Meghan. You know what I mean? Like for Instagram. So like when you're posting it online, so your friends go, oh, you met Harry? And oh, ooh, looks like you two are dating.
Well, but Meghan, oh, look at you. Meghan's not Rob Shooter. Like, that's a big star. Like, to crop out Meghan is cropping out a big star.
But if you're someone who is hungry for the attention, to have a photo to look like it's just you and Harry, even though his wife is standing right next to him.
You know, you're onto something.
And cropped him out.
You're really onto something.
She was smart.
When I go to events, it's smart. When I go to events and I see celebrities, I always try to be in the middle of the picture so they can't crop me out. So if it's two housewives and Rob Shooter, I'm out of the picture.
Same thing at work. Yes, so if you ever take a work photo with anyone, a group of photos, like, oh, hey, Christmas, let's take a photo. Always be in the middle, because you know what?
Be in the middle.
God forbid anything were to happen, that photo also leaves with you. You know what I mean? Like, they can't post it anymore because you're no longer there.
We're awful people, but we're telling the truth. Okay. Before we go to break, big birthday news. Suri has turned, Suri Cruz, 18.
Yes, and it's interesting. As she is now an adult, and it feels like she's still a kid. Like, I still hear Suri Cruz, and you think of, like, a little, like, five-year-old running around. She has turned 18, but just like most of her life, she still remains estranged from dad Tom Cruise. Katie Holmes has even, you know, has done the damnedest, hardest, best job possible to make sure she keeps her daughter just safeguarded just from just the craziness of life, the craziness of, you know, being related to a mega star like Tom Cruise.
Mega.
And just the life of Scientology that she has no affiliation with, of course. And she just wanted to make sure she was a normal child. And it'll be interesting to see now that she's 18 and she does have some rights as an adult. Does she speak out on herself? Does she say anything about her dad that, you know, she really doesn't have a relationship with? I think time will tell, but I think Katie Holmes has done such a great job that I don't think we will ever hear really anything about it, just based off of the way Katie has raised Siri. So kind of interesting. Hopefully she has a great 18th birthday. I don't even remember what I did for my 18th birthday, but...
What did you do? I think I went out to the Dome nightclub in Birmingham, England, and danced to Madonna on the dance floor.
I probably danced too. Fabulous. Not Madonna, but something.
Who would you dance to at 18? Who was your pop star? Bon Jovi?
We were talking Britney Spears and NSYNC and
Britney, yes. Christina Aguilera. Go out and dance, Suri. You're right. We should point out Katie has done an incredible job raising Suri by herself.
Yep.
Like, Tom has not being around. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we promise we will be around in just a moment.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Thank you, darlings. Last show we talked about Khloe Kardashian's social media has been inundated with condolences following the death of OJ Simpson. So people think maybe that she is still the daughter of OJ Simpson. Remember all those rumors that Khloe's not really a Kardashian, right, that Kris Jenner had an affair with OJ Simpson. She was friends with him. She was friends with Nicole, and that resulted in a baby. Our question was, do you think people were actually concerned for Khloe, or were they mocking her? It was hard to tell by the comments.
I think both.
Yeah, it went, it didn't it? And that's exactly what the naughties say. Let's have a look here. Oh, 60% said mocking, though. I think more people think mocking than genuinely concerned. I think I'm probably with you. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, I love this, it's time for our noisiest of the day.
Well, did you get to see Ryan Gosling hosting SNL over the weekend?
Loved it.
It was, I had, my stomach was hurting. Like, you know when you laugh so much and you're just, you can't catch your breath and your stomach starts to hurt? It was, I had such a smile on my face watching Ryan Gosling over the weekend. But the story that I want to talk about is the fact that he just fits into anything, from whether it's work, life, including when he first met his wife Eva Mendez's family, all according to her, Eva's brother Carlo. So Carlo Mendez was saying that Ryan quickly integrated into the family and embraced the Latin lifestyle and culture and elements. And Carlo mentioned that Gosling's fondness for salsa and Spanish and Cuban aspects of their culture helped fit in seamlessly, especially I'm sure with the elder people in the family, mom, dad, uncles, aunts, who obviously, are judging a little bit, but then once seeing how open and, curious that Ryan probably was, made it like even more welcoming. And Ryan's personality alone, on screen at least, just seems like he is the guy next door that can also make you laugh and also open the door for you, when you're coming out. So,
He's a good guy.
It's a great
story.
He's
a good guy. All the reports I hear from him is he's just the best. It's important, isn't it? Fitting in to your potential spouse's life, which means their family. Do you fit in with their routine? Part of the success of Bruce and I, my husband, is we do fit together. Even though now we look very different to people, I understand that. We grew up in a very similar way. Our families were both working class kids, and we worked hard and we hustled for our success. Nothing was really handed to either one of us. I know Bruce's family's story because it's the same as my family story. It's different countries, but there's a familiarity there. How about you and your wife?
Definitely. Well, so my wife's family is very Italian, and wanting to fit in as well, the amount of pasta and salmon, like, I was never a fish guy, never liked sushi, whatever, but they love sushi and they love salmon. My father-in-law now would cook salmon almost like twice a week. And
delicious.
Yes, but it is delicious. But when you have salmon for almost like a year straight, 2 to 3 times a week, you get sick of it. But I couldn't say that.
You're sick of the
first,
salmon.
But
you're sick of the
I
salmon.
Cannot have salmon
you're
anymore.
Sick of the salmon.
I have PTSD when he says, "Hey, you want to have some salmon?"
This is the nicest of the day, Garrett. But ultimately, overall, you fit in beautifully. Yes. Okay, let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. OJ Simpson's book, If I Did It, has skyrocketed to number one.
Surprise.
Nothing more to say about that. And naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of rum. You get a rum, you get a rum, you get a rum. You don't lose your motivation. What you lose is focus on why you are fighting for this. So remind yourself all the time, why are you doing this? If you want to lose some weight, why are you doing it? If you want to go back to school, why are you doing it? In life, if you can figure out the why, the fight gets a lot easier. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now,
if you're going to be naughty,
you gotta be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.